You actually become emotional opposites after you become a couple. Did you know this? When your partner gets very upset emotionally, your instinct is to try to calm them down by acting calmer, which makes them feel clinically insane for being angry. So they get angrier, then you get calmer. They get angry, and then maybe you tell them, now, calm down, and then maybe someone dies right then. Never tell them to calm down. You try to act as angry as they are. And if you want them to calm down, you should probably act about twice as angry. Do you see what I'm... Say you're driving. You're stuck behind a slow car in the fast lane. He's really upset, right? Now, if you say, calm down, calm down, makes it worse. But if you say, stop screwing around and run him off the road. Just run him off the road. The golf clubs are in the truck. You beat him in the hospital. Let's kill this. See, and then he will say, oh, maybe we should just both calm down. You get married, you don't know how different you are when you meet. You don't notice how different you are when you meet because you're so hot and heavy in love. Those engaged couples are creepy. They have no idea. I was next to an engaged couple on a plane. They're already kind of making out. Because that's what they are. And then we take off and they announce an emergency landing. They're going to empty the fuel on the plane. And it's scary. Scary. I'm worried. The engaged couple start making out more. He said to her, at least we'll die together. I couldn't live without you anyway. You're the... Just sick. So now I'm terrified and nauseous. But that's the engaged love phase. But meanwhile, right across the aisle is an older married couple. I told you we should have taken an earlier flight. They're going to squeeze in one last fight before they die. Because they're married. That's what you do. It's like, oh, so this is my fault. I say sleep in and everybody dies. My fault. You know, why don't you talk louder? Then everybody on the plane will want to die like I do. You could do that for the whole plane. I want to die. I'm taking off my seatbelt. You see that? I'll put down the tray, too. I want to die. The thought of living to face your mother alone, I think not. You're married, you. The activities that were romantic while you were dating will make you fight after you get married. Do you remember this? Let's go for a drive when you're dating. Awesome. How's the married drive, married couples? How is that? Wonderful. I stare, she tells me when I screw up. And by when, I mean when it is too late, every time. You should have turned there. I should have turned. Thank you for withholding that information until it was criticism. That was beautiful, the way you weaponized it. I noticed this the first time my wife and I went married canoeing. Also the last time we went canoeing. With my sister-in-law and her fiance. See, they were in the engaged canoe. They're in the love boat. We're in the Titanic. Engaged canoeing was awesome. He's in the back steering like you do. She's up front spotting for rocks. Left, honey, a little more left. All right, my little navigator bunny. And they would hit a rock. Well, that was my fault. No, that was my... You are so awesome. You are more awesome. That was what they... They would hit rocks, argue over who was more awesome, and then make out. Just disgusting. Sick. Sick. Fish were puking. Meanwhile, in the married canoe, my wife's up in front. I'm in the back. She's up there. Left. Okay, left. We need to go. Try your other left, genius. Holy mother of dumb. Have you forgotten your left from your right? Seriously, have you ever known the difference? Have you been guessing for 32 years? And then we get the canoe in the water. Mary canoeing was 2 hours of staring at the back of her nacking skull, then down at my paddle, and then back at her skull. Oh, you should have worn a helmet, baby. When the Mary canoe hits a rock, you're gonna kill us both. Man, you got it half right. So if you're married, you both understand that impulse to kill, but you don't. You don't when you're married. You never hit or kill your spouse, and that's married love. It's all the proof you need when you're married, right? You still love me, baby? You woke up, didn't you? Hey, you guys, you've been wonderful. Good night, everybody. Good night. Good night.